Spoiler alert, I'm in love with two boys. Head over heels, smiling at nothing while walking into walls kind of love. But they're not real people. They're comic book characters. Also, they might be in love with each other. Huge emphasis on the might. You're doing that thing again, Isaac. I tilt my head. What thing? Diego, the virtuoso of bad imitations, gives me this exaggerated smile with wide Disney-esque hard eyes, sighing loudly. One of those I'm helplessly in love sighs. Shut up, I say half-heartedly. It's very distracting and annoying. You're annoying, I tell him. I'm lying on my back, my head resting on the edge of Diego's bed, reading last month's issue of my favorite comic book, Disaster Academy. He's next to me, sitting upright, tongue between his teeth, focused on a video game. Diego's right. I'm making the face. I can't help it, though. The chemistry between my favorite characters, Charm and Reverb, while they're crowded in an air vent, awaiting the signal to attack the villains below, is too much. It's the proximity of their shoulders, their easy banter, the way Charm's eyebrows lift when Reverb says he wouldn't want to be stuck with anyone else. My heart would run through a brick wall for these two ridiculously in love teen superheroes. Diego has heard all this before. He's too chill about everything, except video games, to complain about my obsession with this series. Like now, with my officially licensed Disaster Academy sock-covered feet propped against the wall, squinting at every panel, searching for the barest hint that Charm is finally going to confess his feelings to Reverb. It doesn't happen. Diego's bedroom is pure chaos. Posters of his favorite video game, Beyond the Valley of Stars, and a few vintage ones, Super Mario Brothers, Final Fantasy VI, Kingdom Hearts, layer three of the pool water blue walls. Pinned high above my feet is the Puerto Rican flag. The rest of Diego's room is mountains of clothes on the floor, sneakers in the corner, a plate of tonight's half-eaten dinner on a cluttered desk. Framed below the wall-mounted TV is a photo of us from 5 summers ago. Clunky glasses wearing Diego Santoyo, an acne-attacked Isaac Martin. Our arms are wrapped around each other's shoulders. We're beaming at the lens. Diego wearing a Boricua Pride t-shirt, while I have on an old-school Justice League one. Since that photo, Diego's lost the glasses, and a biblical miracle, also known as the aftermath of puberty, cleared up my skin. We both have curly hair. His is soft and swoopy on top, while mine, thanks to my mom's side of our family, is thick and sponge-twisted. The sides of my head shadow-faded. Diego is lean and long, but still 2 inches shorter than me. Genetics decided that I'd be muscular but not toned, because I dare not engage in anything athletic besides riding my bike everywhere, a consequence of not learning to drive yet. No, you can't just bust the door down, Diego groans, a hand covering his eyes. We need the key of Tanatiu. He's not talking to me. He rants into one of those gaming headsets, the right earphone tugged sideways so he can occasionally acknowledge me. That's not how it works, Level Zero, he says as if one of the characters on screen is a real person, not controlled by some rando gamer probably halfway across the world eating Doritos while slurping on a Baja Blast. His frequent fights and jokes and mildly deep discussions with other online gamers are odd to me. I nudge his knee. Have you escaped the Nightcrawlers yet? Almost. His thumbs repeatedly jam the buttons on the controller. I roll over onto my stomach. What level are you on? BRB, he says into the headset before tilting his head at me, smiling. 32? There's 75 total. So I'll be minus one best friend this summer? 3 weeks, tops, he teases, then returns to his Gatherer's Guild. I scan the pages of Disaster Academy. Thing is, the thought of being without Diego for more than a day this summer is numbing. When mid-August rolls around, I'll be at the University of Georgia in Athens, alone.